When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome, everybody. Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show kicks off right now. We are racked and stacked a lot of news stories that we are already ready to dive into with you. The hush money trial for Trump is going to start next week. There was a motion by Trump's lawyers. We'll break that down for you, trying to get this thing delayed. Can Trump get a free, a fair trial in New York City? That was central to the argument. And they basically were like, well, this guy can't get a fair trial anywhere. So what difference does it make? We'll discuss that. The Supreme Court's going to be hearing about the presidential immunity argument for the federal case coming up April 25th. I think we'll start to preview and discuss. That's a big deal. And the legal analysts who are like, this is frivolous, are full of it because the answer to the extent of presidential immunity, or what is the extent of presidential immunity, is nobody really knows. Has not been tested. Supreme Court has not ever decided on this issue. And it's kind of just been, we'll see. So I think that's important. Trump, aftermath of his video on the abortion issue and also IVF, he came out very strongly in favor of IVF. You know, he was fired up on that, but also then talked about where he stands on abortion, said it's a state's issue. He had some very Trumpy words for Lindsey Graham, generally a staunch Trump ally. It's not a great day, I think, for Lindsey. We also have the this morning, they're covering it on a lot of news stations, the sentencing for the parents of the Michigan school shooter. Some very gut-wrenching victim impact statements aired this morning. This is a case where really the central legal issue has to do with, I think, the precedent here. Everyone knows who the school shooter was in this. Everyone knows he's guilty and he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. But the parents facing substantial prison time is something new. So we have that. And then also an update on the Morgan Wallen situation. And I know who Morgan Wallen is. In fact, I even listened to some of his music this morning because I wanted to be fully aware, have the full context for his chair throwing off the rooftop not far from where Clay lives. Clay was not within, within the vicinity, fortunately, of the chair throwing incident, but not too far off.
We owned a bar. You knew that, right? On
Broadway.
I
went to your bar
you
once.
Went to
I had
bar.
A steak at your bar. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Garth Brooks bought our bar. So if you've been to downtown Nashville, Garth Brooks now owns that bar. But we had a rooftop.
That was a preview of the future. We didn't even think about this. It was me and Tommy Lahren having steaks at your bar I don't even know how many years ago. I mean, we're going back.
Before we were doing the show. Well,
for sure.
I mean, I think
2018, 2019?
Yeah, I think that's right. We opened before, I remember specifically, we opened our bar when Nashville hosted the NFL draft. And then COVID happened. And you can imagine that not the best time to own a bar.
That's a tough one. Yeah. But I remember when it was open, Tommy and I sitting there and I was thinking to myself, I was like, Sports Ball Man has a fun bar with good steak. Well done. So it was a cool place. And we also have, I know this isn't like top of the news, everybody, but I think this is just kind of fun. All right. We had a lot of time. We're not going to dive into more Eclipse stuff today. Producer Greg, he's safe. My understanding is his corneas still very much intact and he is on his way home and he will be working on the show tomorrow. I think he drove 7 hours. Is that right? 7 hours for this thing?
It sounds miserable to me. If you told me that I had to drive 7 hours to do anything, on my day off other than like go to the beach or, you know, get to somewhere for vacation to chase the clouds. The clouds, by the way, cleared here. So I went outside at the peak of the eclipse, which was basically full. It was like 85% covered, I think, in Nashville, something like that. And near my house, the clouds legitimately disappeared. So I went outside and looked for like, 2 minutes. And I was, not that impressed.
So we have respect for producer Greg's all-in approach to eclipse watching and amateur astronomy, not to be confused with astrology. NBC Chicago meteorologist Pete Sack, though, you just got to hear this. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody this excited on their wedding day. He was watching the eclipse. He was on TV, and it's just too much fun. This guy gets the prize for the most excited about the eclipse. Play it.
Oh, my gosh. We're almost there. We're almost there. There it is. It's totality. This is just amazing. I can't believe I'm able to bring this to you. I'm taking my glasses off for a moment because you can actually look up and see. We're seeing kind of a diamond effect, but we can see the halo. We can see the corona around the sun. The stars are starting to come out. This is just an amazing sight. I just watch for a moment while I gather myself because I'm just in awe of the sight that I'm seeing right now.
Oh, man, I want to love any event the way this guy loves the eclipse, Clay.
Guy saying, sorry, you just have to watch in silence. I don't have the ability to control my own emotions right now, regardless of what's going on. Maybe your job is to continue to speak for your audience. That sounded like me at WrestleMania. I gotta be honest with you. I'm not sure there's anything more overrated than an eclipse.
Oh my God. Clay, the day after, you're really throwing this one. We're trying to move on today. Our email inbox is just going to be destroyed now.
I think, look, where I live, whether it's going to snow or not, really interesting to me. Whether we're going to get hit by a tornado, very important. Eclipse, I find it to be mostly uninteresting. The fact that kids were out of school for this, I think is super weird. The fact that, as I said, about half of you agree with me, the fact that producer Greg decided to take a day off like months in advance so he could go watch the eclipse for 4 minutes and drive 8 hours to make sure there wasn't clouds blocking it. Everybody can have their own thing. I like sports. I understand some of you are like the Super Bowl is super overrated, or last night you watched Purdue and UConn, or the Iowa versus South Carolina. Some of you are like sports stink. I'm not interested in it. I love sports. I'm very pro sports, very anti eclipse. I don't get a big charge out of it.
Producer Ali just pointed out the last time we saw anybody that excited about anything, it was you in the back of a random person's pickup truck.
That's
after
true.
The Tennessee Vols won a very big game.
After they beat Alabama, you pronounce Vols correct. And I get it. Some of you out there, including my wife, I couldn't sleep after Tennessee lost to Purdue in the Elite Eight. I'm now 45 years old. At that time, I was 44. There's no way on earth that a grown man should be unable to sleep based on a sporting event. That's me.
Your irrational love of the Vols is the single most, like, that's the one you lean into the most, right? Because clearly for this guy, for some people, it's the eclipse. For some people,
Maybe it's the British royal family. For me, I probably think it's my dog because I sing songs to her and treat her like a human being all day. That's irrational. She doesn't understand words, but I love all dogs. I have an irrational love of dogs. You have an irrational love of, or I should say, inexplicable by reason alone, maybe, of
sports.
Yeah,
I would say, like, animals and humans and things like that. Family and friends, I would put off on the side. Like, that's not, I don't think it's crazy that you would really like a dog. And I don't think it's crazy that somebody would be like, you know, I'm totally committed to my friends and family. I would put, like, the eclipse and sports fandom in, like, what are you a fan of that you desperately care about that doesn't directly impact your, you know, like day-to-day existence and or friends and family, animals, things like that. Is there anything?
I might come back to you on this. I have to think. I tend not to be a fan of very much. That's kind of unfortunately.
I think there are many parts of many times where I think if I were not a sports fan, what other things could I have accomplished in life?
I will say the only time I've ever, and I swear we are going to dive in, we got nothing but news coming after this, but it was just too much fun with the Eclipse guy, like tearing up and crying. Unbridled joy. I love unbridled joy. There's so much, you know, sadness and nastiness in the news and fighting, and we're going to dive into all that. We're going to roll up our sleeves and start throwing some punches in a second. But unbridled joy is just a beautiful thing, and I love it that guy had it. Producer Greg has it about the eclipse. I've never seen him as fired up about anything.
I mean, he had the huge telescope that he's traveling with. He sent us all different sorts of videos of the
closest Barkley thing for me, though, is I would say when I was coaching high school soccer, that was the first time where I turned into a maniac who would scream about. Now, maybe it's a little different because I'm involved in it.
You're directly involved, but I get it.
But I wasn't even a maniac when I used to play. So I was the captain of my high school soccer team, and I was, like, very kind of understated and would always, like, talk to people up close and, like, wouldn't really shout very much. I mean, a little bit on the field, like, pass. But I wasn't, like, a yeller. You know, I wouldn't yell at people. And then as a coach, I was just, like, ready to roll. I was like, I got a yellow card from the ref once as a coach.
I think coaching is way harder than playing. Like, I don't even see those as remotely similar because it's probably not going to shock people. Like, I tend to be loud, no matter what I do. So on the field, like whatever else, but I think coaching is so much more difficult because you have almost no actual control, right? Like in terms of, and I know you can set your lineup, you can adjust plays, you can do all these things, but you can't control the execution. And if you, and I would say I'm somewhat of a control freak, like I like to be able to decide things that matter. I mean, that's why I founded my own company, like, but there, so standing on the sideline, unable to decide anything, even whether it's a foul called or anything else, is excruciating to me. It really is. So, but that's direct connection, I would say.
Yeah, like, I go to sporting events and I look and I see people that are like screaming at the refs from, you know, 80 yards away or whatever up in the upper deck. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't really understand. So I'm not, I guess I'm kind of missing that. But then again, I also don't, you know, there's a lot of things that are very weird about me. The news, however, is something I am very concerned about. And since we had some fun with the, guy who I think he gets the prize for most excited about the eclipse, we're now going to jump into, hush money trial. And I'll put this question out there, Clay. We can start to get into some of the stuff. The legal stuff facing Trump. I'll also talk about this, precedent set in this, parents of school shooter, Michigan school shooter trial this morning and the sentencing. But on the Trump side of things, is this hush money trial going to have something that we're not, is there an unknown here in terms of either outcome or something they introduce? Do you want to dive into this together?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about that because we're 6 days away from that trial starting and it appears it's actually going to start on April 15th. In the meantime, $20 doesn't buy you nearly what it once did. Still enough though to pay your monthly cell phone bill with Pure Talk. For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data from our longtime sponsor, Pure Talk. In fact, I don't think they've raised the monthly fee for years, even in the face of competitors raising their prices. You get the same quality of service AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile have, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year. No contracts, no activation fees. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values and who creates American jobs and who refuses to advertise on fake news networks as well. Here's how you do it. Dial #250, say the keywords Clay and Buck, make the switch today. That's #250, and say Clay and Buck.
The torch of truth, passed and still lit every day. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Okay, we are sitting now 6 days from the start of Trump's New York City trial. It seems to me that there is more and more consensus that there is not going to be a way to get two trials complete. Would you agree now that the consensus, Buck, is one trial is likely to be complete, this Alvin Bragg case over the bookkeeping error, in terms of before people vote on November 5th, that it's unlikely?
They're going to get one for sure. Which I've thought all along. I think they're going to try to sneak another one under the radar. I really do. I mean,
I think they will try.
It's 50, I give it 50-50, but I mean, I think that they're not giving up on it at all. They don't think that they have to see it through.
They're going to have the oral arguments of the Supreme Court over presidential power. You said April 25th, I think, right? I don't think they're going to come out with a ruling on that until the end of June.
They're also still going to have a hearing on half of the charges that have been brought about by Jack Smith and whether or not they're even able to be used on Jan 6th related cases. So I think the absolute earliest that they could start the machinations again in the Judge Chutkan courtroom would be sometime after July 4th. And given how much time you're going to have there, they may try to start a trial, but I think voting is going to happen before there's, I think there's only going to be one case that's actually resolved.
So, well, that's interesting. Maybe they've started it, but they haven't resolved it. That I could see happening, but I could still see them trying to get a second. Here's what we know that I think has to be taken into the analysis, right? They have moved in the DC trial at, I mean, warp speed, ludicrous speed for the Spaceball fans out there over and over again, both the district court and the circuit court, right? I mean, I think we can agree they're doing things in 10 days that would normally take 6 months in terms of process, procedure, back and forth. They go, nope, done, nope, done. They're moving as fast as they can. So we know that they will accelerate it. And assuming the Supreme Court doesn't shut that case down, they're going to have the ability to go on whatever expedited schedule they want effectively. And we know they've already said that the position of the DOJ is we don't, it's about when you bring the charges, not when you bring the trial. We don't care when the trial starts with regard to the election cycle. So that's why I think they, you know, would Jack Smith start this case in the middle of September, no matter what that looks? Yes, I think he would. I don't think he cares. I think he feels like, at least then, Clay, he can say, I did everything I could. I left it all on the field to destroy democracy.
And that's where I think it becomes interesting to contemplate what's going to happen in this New York City case. So my general thought is that people are confused and overwhelmed. They get E. Jean Carroll, the Letitia James trying to get the business penalties put forward against Donald Trump. I think they kind of roll all these things together, even though some are civil and criminal. I don't think most people are making distinctions between those. What I wonder, though, is whether there could be a panic start to set in if they start to look at the calendar and say, you know what, this is it, and whether Alvin Bragg might try as a result to actually put Trump in prison over these stupid bookkeeping felonies.
I want to say that, you know, it's like the Sunny Hostin thing yesterday when she said that, the eclipse maybe is related to climate change. And I, on X, I wrote, if you think there's anything that's too stupid to be said on The View, you haven't watched The View, because there's nothing that is too stupid to be said on The View. I want to say it is just too outlandish for Alvin Bragg to try to lock Trump up on the, put aside the politicization, just the weakest. If he tried to lock up anyone on this, I would think it was insane. Insane. But I can't exclude it. I mean, can you exclude this entirely? I don't think we can exclude anything.
I think the more it becomes likely that they're not going to get any other conviction, the crazier what they're going to do with the New York City case becomes, because it goes from kind of the opening punch to a Hail Mary. That's the direction that I see it going.
You know, on this program, you get the truth unfiltered on politics, and we tell you what's happening in real time and what we think is going to happen in the weeks and months ahead. We cut through the noise, the nonsense, the ulterior motives. Well, when it comes to the stock market, that's what my colleague Mark Chaykin does. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years, and across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says most Americans are about to miss out on a critical turning point in this AI frenzy. He's calling this a new dawn for U.S. stocks and predicts dozens of specific companies will have huge moves in just the next 3 months. One reason why Mark's agreed to share one of his favorite AI stocks with you right now. He wants to show you what he can do. Go to 2024AIStock.com right now to watch his presentation. This is totally free. 2024AIStock.com. 2024AIStock.com. Paid for by Chaykin Analytics. All right, welcome back into Clay and Buck. You know, Trump released, we talked about it yesterday here in depth, his policy on abortion, and it is that he views it as a state's issue, and he is pro-life as an individual and as a president, but it is not the president's role to try to sign legislation on the issue because it is not a federal issue. And that the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the recognition that there is no federal or constitutional, I should say, right to abortion, puts us in this current circumstance. There are states, I mean, I believe Tennessee right now, for example, has very, very few, exceptions that allow abortion to happen. And I mean, I think, right, it's like maybe wife of the mother. I'm not even sure where it's, where it is on rape and incest, but there are states where abortion is effectively no longer legal. And there are people who believe that this will be part of a broader movement over a long period of time to convince more people in more states. Now, there's been a lot of response, of course, to what Trump said, including from people on the right and people who disagree, in some cases. Some view it as, not nearly a strong enough stand, for life, and others view it as, a tactical necessity. But Joe Biden, the current president, has released a video responding to Donald Trump. This is cut one. Play it.
Donald Trump just endorsed every single state ban on reproductive care nationwide. All across the country, women are being turned away from emergency rooms or being forced to travel hundreds of miles or ask a judge just to get the basic care they need. That's Donald Trump's vision for this country. He said it himself. He punished women who seek out the care they need. If MAGA Republicans put a federal ban on his desk, he'd sign it. Donald Trump is the reason Roe's ended. If you reelect me, I'll be the reason why it's restored.
Clay, what do you make of it?
I don't think it registers.
Yeah, I don't think it hits the same way.
I think the problem is that when you sell the idea that if Roe v. Wade is overturned, that most Americans' fundamental life is going to change. And that has been the sales pitch, both sides, really, for 50 years. And then Roe v. Wade got overturned and it went back to the states. And I honestly don't think that most people out there, their lives have really changed at all. And the data doesn't reflect that things have changed very much. Now, maybe where the abortions are taking place has shifted. States, you know, that are more liberal in abortions are having way more, and states that are less are having way less. But the overall numbers, at least the study that I saw for 2023, they went up some compared to 2022. So the idea that it was going to fundamentally alter anything, I think, is out the window. And then I think you can go after Trump on a lot of different things. I think most people have always seen Trump as not, like, Mike Pence, for instance, came after Trump over that statement. I think Mike Pence is and that's why he was selected as VP. I think he sees abortion as maybe the number one issue for him as a politician. I don't think that's ever been in the top 10 for Trump. And I mean that honestly. Like, I don't think for most people out there who identify Trump, I don't think they see that as at the top of his list of concerns. And so I think it's going to be hard. I think it's going to be hard for Biden to make a lot of, hay here. And I think that's why he's kind of desperately flailing around looking for a reason for people to vote for him. He also came out with the student loan again. He's trying to just defy the Supreme Court and just take on all the student loan obligations.
And, you know, you have Lindsey Graham, who went public with his disapproval of Trump's position on this. He wrote that Trump's position will, quote, age about as well as the Dred Scott decision. That's from Lindsey Graham. Or he said this. I forget where he said it, but he said this. And then Trump wrote on Truth Social, Senator Lindsey Graham is doing a great disservice to the Republican Party and to our country. I blame myself for Lindsey Graham because the only reason he won in the great state of South Carolina is because I endorsed him. And then he wrote that Lindsey should study the 10th Amendment and states' rights. Here's what I need, the Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham's position, and I made sure I looked this up, is he wants a federal ban at 15 weeks, right? He wants a federal ban at 15 weeks. A federal ban at 15 weeks signed by a Republican president, voted for by Republicans in the House and Senate, would be the legalization of abortion nationwide for the first 4 months of the pregnancy. It is the destruction of the pro-life movement in one fell swoop. I do not understand. And people think that's going to like save more babies. First of all, it will never happen, but the way, like, so you'll never pass it.
So as law, it's not even close to being a reality. And beyond that, why would that even be a good idea if you could pass it? Do you see what I'm saying? Because you'd be saying in states like Tennessee that you have a federal right to abortion until week 15.
Well, I think probably what the law, I think what the law would say is that the way that he would characterize it is you can't have an abortion anywhere after 15 weeks, but states can restrict it inside of 15 weeks as much as they want.
So, I mean, again,
it's a complicated argument, but what he would say is California.
Once you've set the, I see what you're saying, but once you've set the federal line at 15 weeks, then that becomes, you know, you've effectively said, okay, everything, you're never going to be able to move that line back if you pass a federal law that says 15 weeks. It's never going to happen. And right now, everywhere where they vote on this on the state level, they lose.
Yes. And I do think, that it's worthy of pointing out in at least some defense of 15 weeks. Everybody talks about how liberal many, like France is, right? France in its constitution, and team in New York, correct me if I'm wrong on this, their, right to abortion ends at 15 weeks. So people talk all the time about how progressive places like France are. Yeah. They actually have a more restrictive cutoff than almost every blue state in the United States does. And I think that surprises people that even France, remember when I think it was Jessica Biel went to France and she posted something that went viral on social media and was like, I'm relieved to be in France where at least I could have an abortion. Now, first of all, she's married. I mean,
so really disappointing. 17-year-old me was a big fan when she was 17, but not anymore.
But what people like immediately recognized was, wait a minute, France actually has way more restrictive abortion procedures than Roe v. Wade permits. And again, the team is diving into this, but I think the problem is it's muddled. It's difficult to make an argument on. Trump's argument of, hey, it's now the state decision. Are there lots of women in California that are like, I've got to go vote now? Not that California matters as a presidential state, but what state would abortion matter in? Maybe Michigan, maybe Wisconsin, maybe Pennsylvania in terms of being able to decide things, which is why I just circle back around. We're a little bit ahead of the story on this. Nebraska needs to get their stuff together and make the whole state of Nebraska a, because I'm looking at all the
winner
polling.
Winner take all for winner the electoral college. I mean, that's absurd.
If I were projecting right now, Buck, I think there's a strong argument you could make that whatever Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania do, all three are going to go the same way. In other words, that there's not going to be that much of a variation. It's going to be very, really tight. But if Pennsylvania votes for Biden, then Michigan and Wisconsin are probably likely to do it too. Why do I bring that up? I think Trump is going to win Georgia. I think he's going to win Arizona. I think he's got a really good chance in Nevada. There's an article in Axios talking about how much better he's doing with Latino voters. If that happens, if he were to flip Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada, he would lose potentially by one electoral vote. Because Omaha, Nebraska is not rolled into the overall state of Nebraska. Can you imagine?
That would be a tough one. That would be a tough one to take. I'm just going to say the Republican Party would have a rough day after that one.
Nebraska, the fate of the nation, and whether we get four more years of Joe Biden could come down to you guys. Now, I have faith. Old school Cornhusker football. You guys used to be able to get things done. College World Series is amazing. I know we have a huge listenership in Nebraska. I want you guys to be back in the days of Tom Osborne. I want you to win football games again, but I desperately want you to fix this. And I think it's a really big deal. And again, you can look at the math and this is not some crazy far-fetched idea. I think there's a very good chance that Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania all vote the same way. And if Trump wins one, he's going to win all three, and maybe the race is not that close. But if he loses one, I think he's going to flip Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia.
That would be an unbelievable kick in the teeth to lose that way. I'm just saying it is imminently foreseeable as we sit here less than 7 months until actual election day right
now. We actually have some breaking news here. The parents of the Michigan shooter have been sentenced to 10 to 15 years. 10 to 15 years.
Let's get your reaction to that. I've got a pretty strong take on it, I think, when we come back. Both parents, husband and wife, both sentenced in the last few minutes here from the Michigan shooting their son at, it was Oxford, Michigan, if I remember correctly, where that shooting took place. We got a lot of listeners in Southeast Michigan. We'll talk about that when we come back. I already know what I'm doing this weekend. I'm going to check out the new movie Civil War, epic thriller from visionary filmmaker Alex Garland. If you binge watched The Last of Us, you're going to really like this movie too. Also made for the big screen. You're going to want to see it on IMAX. You're going to want to see it a big screen where you are. What would happen if we had a modern day Civil War? Really fascinating question that is not diving into the politics behind it. Just what would this potentially look like? Produced by A24. It's got a 93% positive rating right now from movie reviewers. You can buy tickets in advance, including an IMAX. Cast includes Kirsten Dunst, Jesse Plemons, and others. The movie Civil War, it comes out Friday. Look it up. Make plans to see it now in theaters.
Geek out with the guys on the Sunday Hang with Clay and Buck podcast. A new episode every Sunday. Find it on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
with over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we are rolling through the Monday edition of the program. So you may have been watching, I know on Fox News, I'm not sure if they were showing it on CNN or the other news networks, but they have officially sentenced the parents of the Michigan school shooter to 10 to 15 years in prison. They were convicted of basically negligent acts relating to the murder of their son, who was a school shooter at Oxford High School. It's about 40 miles north of Detroit. That kid, their son, has been sentenced to life in prison. Prosecutors sought 10 to 15 years. I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal. Citing what they called a lack of remorse by the parents and threatening comments at the DA. This is the sentencing. They were convicted as, according to prosecutors, unconcerned about their son's deteriorating mental state, failing to take him home after a troubling meeting with school officials the day of the shooting, failing to securely store the gun used in the attack. They said they were unaware of their son's mental health issues and didn't know about what was going on here. I may be in the minority here. I think a huge part of much of these mass shootings, particularly when they involve minors, is all directly connected to parental failure. And I know we want to talk about the FBI and what laws were violated by oftentimes these kids getting guns. But when I look at this data, it's very rare that somebody who goes out and commits a mass shooting hasn't provided a huge laundry list of potential clues that this was going to happen. And I think parents have to be responsible for their minor kids when it comes to access to firearms. And in this particular case, there was pretty clear evidence that this kid was planning a mass shooting, and the parents just seemed to be kind of willfully blind.
It's always concerning, I think, when you have a situation that people are being held responsible for the acts of another person that they could have prevented in terms of the precedent that it sets. That's the part of this. Clay, if we could trust that prosecutors in this country would only act in situations like this, where they're, I mean, clearly these parents, you know, they are, they failed as human beings, right? They failed as parents.
They failed as parents is just the way I would say it. Yeah, like basically.
Well, yeah, both. But yeah. I'm saying they there's clear failures, and it's not to in any way mitigate or defend their conduct, but it's what is the legal precedent that this then creates going forward? And, you know, you have to remember that there are people out there who are already, as we were just talking about what's going on with Trump, they wield the prosecutor's office as a political and as a partisan tool, and that's become completely normalized, really, unfortunately. And I think that, you know, holding people to account. I mean, you know, how do you think a far left wing progressive judge would view, for example, or far left wing DA, we'll start with that, would view a parent who like refuses to listen to the entreaties of, you know, transgenderism and then commit suicide? You know what I'm saying? Like there, you know, at that point you might say, well, you know, these parents, were they, was there some kind of misconduct on their part because they didn't believe that there should be gender surgery? I understand that's an extreme example, but I just mean, what's the line here, right? I mean, we have conspiracy statutes, we have accessory statutes. There are things where you can be held liable, criminally liable, where you didn't actually do the terrible thing, but you were not stopping the terrible thing. This is new. This is why we're talking about it. That's a new thing.
Yeah, I think it's a challenge. I don't disagree with the precedent when it comes to violent acts that are committed by minors. outside of the home of the and by the way, I would say, and I don't know that this has occurred, but remember the Kansas City shooting that everybody wanted to immediately call a mass shooting, and then as soon as it turned into gangland violence, nobody cared? If you're I think they found out that there were teenagers involved in that shooting.
So are we going to start locking up the parents of carjackers in D.C., who a lot of them are like 16, 17 years old? You're going to tell me those parents don't know that the kid's got a gun, don't know the kid's a problem, don't, you know, sometimes they end up killing people during those carjackings. I mean, you know, this is, I just wonder where the line is.
I think it's interesting. I think more parental responsibility in general is a good trend. You know, they'll hold parents responsible for kids who don't show up at school.
Yeah.
In some jurisdictions. I think that's pushing it somewhat, but I just really, again, if we're trying to restrict minor violence, I think sending a message that parents have to be responsible on some level is not a bad one.
I like the message. I am concerned
about precedent.
Abuse. The abuse that the precedent sets up for future.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.